Hi, and welcome to the Total Nerd List, the podcast where we make lists and be nerds. I'm Reggie.
I'm Shane.
And I'm Tom.
And this week, we are going to be talking about our favorite musical numbers.
Musicals.
Some of us in the industry like to call it that. I'm excited.
Me too. I love musicals, and I love to call it, I mean, it's totally a High School Musical thing, because the teacher called it the musical.
Mm-hmm, the High School Musical, not the Disney thing,
no.
But like literal, actual, in high school doing a musical. What was your High School Musicals that you did?
We did Copacabana and Working.
Word. Did you do any musicals in high school?
They were always during track season.
Mm.
I've never really been the biggest fan of musicals until later in life. Doing this list was one of those where I was like I don't know what I'm going to do for this one. I was like, oh, wait, this is a musical. I've always never been a fan of watching theater musicals because I don't like when they have to sing what they just talked about.
Oh, I love that. Singing to explain what's happening instead of talking. But, I mean, I love musicals, though, so...
I have a love-hate relationship with musicals, but when there's a musical that I like, I mean, musicals can be bangers.
I did a couple different things in high school. My freshman year... Well, I mean, I did musical theater, uh-huh. And I went to school for musical theater. I started out school for musical theater, so... my freshman year of high school, I got to sing... Music of the Night,
mm-hmm.
in The Mad Woman of Shallow, which wasn't a musical, but we just inserted it in there. And then my big one that we did that I'm very happy about was Into the Woods,
ooh.
The Baker. And then I was also Aladdin,
uh-huh.
in a production of Aladdin.
I'm trying to remember what they did in high school besides the Elvis musical.
Grease?
Most
schools do Grease. Mine didn't. But.
I'm not sure if we did. When I was super little, I was in Damn Yankees as like a little kid. Like, go, Joe, go! So I remember doing that. But, yeah.
I'm a musical person. I like singing, even just in my own house, doing menial things. I'll make up little songs and dances. You've heard me sing a lot in the office too, Tom.
But also, we can't ignore the fact that this podcast was started because of a musical.
What was it?
Spelling Bee.
Yeah, that's true.
We literally probably wouldn't have done this if it wasn't for Spelling Bee.
The 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
Yes.
Shane and I both were
in it. We did,
it.
And we both had songs. That was my first solo in a musical.
Really?
Yeah, my first solo came in like a musical review when I was in college that we did.
You played. Shane was Leaf Coney Bear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when Shane fell, I laughed so hard.
When he fell off the bleachers?
Yeah, when he said, I fell.
I fell.
I fell.
Puts his helmet back on.
And when he put the helmet on, I was like belly laughing. And then during Magic Foot, I could not breathe. I was in so much pain from laughing at Magic Foot.
Magic Foot was Reggie's song.
That was my song. I was William Barfay. We all had shticks. You know, we all had shticks about how we spell. And my shtick was I spelled with my foot, my magic foot. And Shane would go in these, like, weird trances,
uh-huh.
and spell the word.
I had a runner who told me that they dream when they run, so I guess that's...
Okay. well, before we go any further with musicals, what have you guys been doing this week?
Shall I start?
I shall, you shall.
Coaching is in full swing, so I feel like that's taking a lot of my energy. I'm training for a 200-mile relay race from, I believe, it starts in Grayson Highlands, Virginia, and ends in Asheville. And it's between 12 people on our team, and we live in vans for 2 days. So I've been mostly working on that. I'd sprained my ankle really bad, so that was kind of rough getting in shape for that. But that's basically been taking up like all of my energy, is making sure I was prepared for that. But outside of that, I've just been watching a lot of television. My wife and I have been rewatching How I Met Your Mother, some of it holds up and some of it has not aged well. Did y'all watch that show at all?
I watched all of it except for the very last season. I'm really, really good about watching all of a show except for the last season.
How do you not watch the last season?
Because it took too long in between...
Between seasons?
It coming out, and I just lost interest. And also, we have a bad habit of binging.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll watch 7 seasons in a row, and then I'll be like, oh, there's only one left, and then be too burnt out to watch anymore. So I was like, we just watched 7 seasons in 2 weeks.
It's kind of what I did with Community. I still haven't finished Community.
It happens.
Yeah, and like I said, it's pretty funny. Certain parts hold up, and it was like one of the first shows I binged, I guess, because mm-hmm. it was like right the first show I watched when like Netflix, I guess, was releasing shows or when shows would slowly be put online like that. I remember that was one of the first ones I watched a lot of.
Back in my day, Netflix came in the mail.
So that took me back to some happy memories, and I forgot how much I love Allison Hannigan.
Mm-hmm. Willow from Buffy.
And
Or the chick from Bandcamp.
And I also watched Freaking Sarah Marshall recently, and just, I love Marshall. But, yeah, that's basically been my week. I did download last time we hung out, got those that expansion pack for the Power Rangers game, Battle for the Grid, mm-hmm. correct? And that actually added a weird arcade mode for the characters that were special unlocks, which was kind of frustrating because usually arcade just throws like a random assortment of characters at you. And I like that because I like testing out different characters against the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I hate like when classic mode and Smash Bros. Like could be different for characters or something. But it added this weird one with Lauren Sheba when you play her arcade that's basically just like battle of all the red Rangers, and in one part you fight 3 Jasons. It was nuts. I thought it was cool that they kind of changed up the arcade, but at the same time I was kind of irritated by it. And it was really, really... They actually apparently did an update that made the game dynamics different, and after not playing for a while, I was getting my butt whooped by the PC.
They changed how it's played.
I guess so. And so I've been adjusting to that. But yeah, it's added some more fun stuff. I'll probably buy the last part of the expansion pack for it. It's been a fun game throughout the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I love Power Rangers. Still very mad they do not have a Billy Blue Ranger.
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, it just needs to be like on the phone. It's so much better on the phone.
Yeah,
I played the phone one too.
Me too. Actually, I got back into it, but yes.
I'm just really frustrated. We get the Cenozoic Blue Ranger, but not the Mighty Morphin Blue Ranger. Just release a skin for it. I don't know. I'm mad. moving on, Shane. How was your week?
It was good. It was actually really, really good because I did something major. The thing that you guys are probably getting tired of hearing me talk about is I finally submitted to an agent. And it is the first agent of many, because I totally expect a rejection coming back, because I'm just starting out, and that's how it goes. I know that's coming, I know that's how several of them will be, but the fact that I submitted to one finally, like, it was a burden off my shoulder, it made me feel better, and it gave me the confidence to know how to start submitting to others.
And I got to proofread it.
You did! And you pointed out some things that I worked on, which made me very happy.
I'm excited for you. I can't wait for you to get your acceptance letter. Does that mean you're going to, like, go to Hogwarts or something, though? No, but, like, okay, so they accept your book, then what happens? Do you just...
So I submit to an agent, and they submit to publishers on my behalf to get it published.
So this is to get an agent, mm-hmm. and then the agent gets you a publisher.
Yes, because I want
then
to...
Then you make millions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I want a commercial publishing where I can be on lists like the New York Times bestselling list. Maybe, Tom.
buy us a boat?
Will you buy me a boat, Shane?
Yes.
Will you buy the podcast a boat?
Yeah, the Total Nerd List
boat.
We'll
have the Total Nerd List boat, my boat, Tom's boat, Shane's boat, and then we'll have, like, a war at Watauga Lake. Maybe someplace nicer than Watauga Lake.
Or just, like, a party across 3 boats and host a podcast out there. There would be so much wind.
The party barge.
But, yeah, but the agent will pretty much do the hard work because that's the way the industry is kind of set up. That agents pretty much have to do it if you want the type of publishing that I want. Or I just do the publishing myself, which nothing wrong with, just not what I'm looking for.
Well, they're loss.
Yes.
Not yours.
Yes, yes. But no, I am excited, and I'll be submitting some more, and my writing career is essentially kind of started.
You just got to hang around.
Yeah. Don't leave us in the dust.
No, I'm not
going to
leave.
Like, oh, I'm not answering their calls anymore.
No,
oh.
I would never.
Me and Reggie will just be sitting around as old men and be like, remember when Shane glowed?
Remember when Shane left us?
No, no. I mean, I want a book tour eventually, but I wish
you
would
take us with
yes,
you.
Yes, we can still do the podcast and everything.
We're just going to ride Shane's coattails when he becomes famous. It's much, much easier than all three of us getting famous.
Security, we're big guys. We'll fight for Shane.
Did you just call me a big guy? Did you just call me fat?
I just called
flip on the table.
I just called myself a big guy. You're pugnacious.
Pugnacious?
Pugnacious.
Did you call me a pug? No. I'm really going to flip the table now, Tom.
No, I called you a pugilist.
A pugilist.
A pugilist. So that was the biggest thing that I've done. I also played my first full game of a solo tabletop game that I have called Friday. I lost pathetically, but that's how it goes sometimes.
And what's this one about?
So this one, you own an island, and this man named Robinson, totally not Robinson Crusoe, washes up on your island. Yes, wink.
Wink.
And you help him survive, you kind of help him survive things on the island, but he's really dumb and fails and loses life and dies. But at the end of the game, if you get through all three rounds, and I died during the third round, if you make it through all three rounds, you fight pirates at the end, and then he gets off the island.
Oh. But you killed him.
I didn't kill him, he killed himself.
Mm-hmm. What did he do? Did he twist his ankle?
Jumping hurdles.
He just, every
makeshift hurdles.
Every time he needed to get life points from him, he would be, like, stupid or scared, and that's what the card said. Or miscalculating things and stuff like that. But it's fun. I really enjoy it. And I love now, you know, because we're in the pandemic and we're spending less time out and around other people, I still love to play board games. And sometimes I'm just in that mood on my own to play one. And now I have a few that I can do that with.
Nice.
I also got another card game from eBay. It's called the Scooby-Doo Expandable Card Game. It is unfortunately not solo, but I still wanted it because it's Scooby-Doo. And I got that, and then the next week, I just got these in the mail. I bought some additional playing cards as part of the expandable part. I have not opened them yet. Might do a video with that.
Ooh. Shane loves making videos.
I love
them unboxings.
And I finally, video game-wise, I have been playing some Mario Golf recently. There's a new character to get this month. It's Boo. I don't know if it's really any different other than Boo wearing a hat, but I decided I wanted it, and they're fairly easy to get to.
You have to, like, play the different rounds?
Yeah, you play online, but it's only three holes at a time, and then you're rewarded points based on how you finish.
Oh, okay.
So, cool. It could take some time to get to, but honestly, a couple days of playing it, you get it. Right. And it's not as cool as a different color Yoshi's, but I still want it. I'm still doing the Smash mode thing, the Spirit mode board thing, when I'm not playing that, and in between Animal Crossing as well. And then one last thing I brought today that I did not know if you guys would be willing to hear or not was your mention in that short story crossover that I did.
Yes.
All right. To remind people, I wrote a short story. It was a crossover between two of my series, my vampire series, Grey Nox Slayer, and my Willow Hollow series.
You're a writer?
Wait a minute, you can read? What does this say? Oh, we read it quick, too.
Yes. But within that story, a vampire comes to Willow Hollow, chased by the Slayer. The Slayer knows a couple of friends who know the main characters from Willow Hollow. And this is the second chapter, I believe, and it's the very end, mm-hmm. where Tom and Reggie get name-dropped. And so to set it up, the two main characters from Willow Hollow, whose names are Brenton and Caden, have just returned to their manor that Brenton owns, and that's a whole different story. Brenton, yes.
Is he on the crew team?
The crew team?
Like rowing? Does he row? Does he have a rowing scholarship?
Oh, no scholarship, but
he's been dead for 1,400 years, Tom. They didn't have rowing back in his day.
So they have arrived back to their manor, which Brenton owns and runs as a bed and breakfast. It's called Willowbrook. So at Willowbrook, Brenton and Caden have entered the vast, empty manor. I'm really glad we scheduled dinner at your place tonight, Kaden says, as Brenton gathers things from a small closet in the nook. I messaged them that Tom and Reggie would be over too. I like them. I gave them both raises last week, Brenton adds. Yes. They take care of everything for us. I just hope we both come out of this unscathed, Brenton says with the duffel bag on his shoulder. He walks over to Kaden and pulls him into him. Kaden gladly accepts the advance as the doors to Willowbrook swing open on their own, drawing their attention. Ambrose, the vampire, stands in the center, having opened them with his vampiric powers and bloodstained lips. To be continued.
Are we the Fall Guys?
No.
No, we're the ones who take care of everything while the heroes are out saving the day.
Yes.
We still have to make sure that the stuff
that the
runs.
Restaurant is running and everything.
What is it? Don't I run a nightclub or something?
Does he wear a shirt unbuttoned with chest hair spilling out of it?
Who, me?
Yes. With a gold.
That's my normal look, though.
That's what he's wearing right now.
Yeah, I'm actually not wearing anything right now.
But there it is. There's a name drop. It just happened to be the end of the chapter, and it's one of my favorite endings of the chapter, because in my head I just see those big double doors open, and in the middle is a vampire. And Brenton and Kaden have never fought vampires before, so that's the cliffhanger.
What have they done?
They fight snake people. They fight snake people. The cult.
The snake people.
Yeah, that's what's in Willow Hollow.
Is that the entity that's been summoned? Did the snake people do it?
Snake people do everything. But that's Willow Slayer, as it's called, the working title right now.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us.
Of course.
Shane.
But that's been my week. What about you, Reggie?
Well, my week has just been jammed packed. No, I recently at work got some licensing that was a little bit difficult for me to do. I'm not the most learned person when it comes to schooling. It really gave me I don't know what you want to call it,
depression?
But I had depression. I had to come to terms with failing something twice.
Mm-hmm.
Which I made a post on my social media that, like, I don't deal with failure very well. I don't like losing in video games. I don't like losing in life, and I really try. If there's something I'm gonna do, I try to do it right the first time. And but at the same time, like, failure is a part of life, and that's how you grow. And yes, I kind of went a little mopey about it, and I think a lot of it was I was just being really hard on myself because I knew I could do better than I did, and it was just a disappointment. But all of that's over with now.
It
I finally passed.
Yay!
So now I have 4 different types of licensing and insurance, which is weird, and so that was a big thing for me. I've also still been playing Heart Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Still trying to get in the mood. Not get in the mood, but stay in the mood for Platinum.
Yes.
Diamond and Pearl.
Diamond and Pearl.
I mean, I'm sure there's Pokemon Platinum coming down
there
the line.
That was the third one.
Oh, was it?
Original.
Okay.
It was Diamond and Pearl
there.
And then Platinum. Just like,
do you think we'll get a Platinum?
No, because they never did. Because they did Heart Gold and Soul Silver, but they never did a Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I doubt that we're going to get a Platinum.
Maybe it'll be an expansion.
I think the Arceus game is going to be the additional Pokemon game that we're getting in that set.
Is basically Arceus just catching Pokemon without battling them?
I think you battle them too, but it's more like Breath of the Wild, where it's like open world. And also, I recently found out that it is, in fact, the Sinnoh region, just many, many, many moons ago. I'm excited because there's going to be some new evolutions to some single-level Pokemon that don't have evolutions, and some older Pokemon are getting some love. And, like, I saw a Stantler evolution, which Stantler came about in Gold and Silver.
Doesn't Stantler get really hated on?
Oh, I don't know.
I think I read some about that one day, but who knows?
Well, I'm excited about it. But anyway, Heart Gold, been playing that. Recently evolved my Espeon last night. Now I'm going to go after my 4th badge. And Corey, who was on last week, my husband, he is also playing Horizon.
Mm-hmm.
First Dawn, Horizon, Final Dawn, something like that. I can't remember what it's called. But I've already played it. Played it a couple years ago. And now he's playing it. And so I've kind of been a backseat player for him. And he'll ask me some questions like, I don't know. Maybe you should just keep playing. Or if he passes something, I'll be like, oh, maybe you should turn around and take a look at that again.
Nice.
I'm also trying to steer him in the right direction as far as, like, He's one of those people, like, when he plays Skyrim or something, he literally wants to go to the complete opposite farthest that he can go on the map possible and then work his way back. I don't know why he does like that. But that's how he likes to play his games, and so that's what he's doing. I'm like, you might not want to do that, because you might find something really bad. But been really enjoying that, and then, of course, spending time with my kid, been helping him with his homework, which, if you ever want to feel dumb, try to help a high schooler with his math homework. Man, that's...
Or just math
hard.
In general.
Yeah, I really hard. I don't know how I did it when I was in school. I don't know if I actually did.
Do you remember the highest math you completed?
In high school, yeah. I was in remedial math. I was always a math behind everybody. And so senior year, I think you're supposed to take calculus. I think that's what you take your senior year is calculus. My senior year, I took pre-calculus. Because mm-hmm. I was, like I said, I was always a year behind everybody.
Oh, you mean pre-calculus?
Math.
I didn't even make it there.
Yeah, pre-calculus is actually a step at, like, the minimum math you would take at our high school was advanced functions and modeling would be like, it would be Algebra 1, Geometry, Algebra 2, and then either Statistics or Advanced Functioning and Modeling was like the minimum math pathway you could take at our school.
Actually, I did something completely different. Algebra 1, 2, and
when
then like
there.
A review of Algebra again, and then Geometry. I feel like something else came after that. And then somehow I ended up and barely got through Trigonometry.
No, mine was... remedial math my freshman year, and then my sophomore year I took Algebra 1, and then my second semester I took Geometry. Then my junior year I took Algebra 2. And then, yeah, my senior year I took Pre-Calculus. I had Matt Cooper. I still remember the teacher. It was Pre-Calculus. Statistics was not something that I had to take.
I learned very late in life that, like, I do well at math if I can do it on a big board and be able to, like, walk around between it. Like, part of the reason why I had so much trouble, like, thinking in math class growing up is because they were like, okay, you have to do this sitting down. Like, I need to be able to, like, get up and do a lap around the table with the numbers in my head before I can, like, process them.
That's part of your ADD stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, so math for me was please don't call me, please don't call me. And every time I said that, they called on me. Every time. And then, like, the easy problem came along. I'd be like, I know it. And they would never choose
call
me.
You, yeah. I struggled through math no matter what it was, but the one that I had the easiest time with was Algebra 2. And
really?
I think that was because of the notes, the way that the teacher took notes. It was like, you know how when you sometimes at churches they'll give you the bulletins and then you just fill in the blanks as the preacher's doing it? It was like that. You know, you filled out the notes and then you filled in the blanks, and then it was really easy for me to study that way, too. I don't know.
I did algebra really well and geometry best because I'm a writer, and geometry has lots of words. And so I took to that. Like, that was probably my best math class ever.
I don't mean to be rude, but how did we get here?
I was talking about my week and how I've been helping my kid with his math homework.
Okay, yeah, there we go.
That's
sorry.
How we got
I'm
here,
I'm sorry,
Tom.
It was just a lot of math.
Well, now back to our math episode.
Yes.
Rhombus. No. But
that's
pretty much been my week. Nothing too exciting, nothing too terrible.
Yay.
All right, well, let's get into it.
You see why I didn't do well on math? I heard math and just glazed over.
Oh. So, musicals. I first ever learned about musicals... I mean, I guess Disney movies can be considered a musical because there's always a lot of singing in it and stuff like that. But, like, first musical that I ever think of, like, oh, this is what a musical is, would be Cats. My stepmom had a 2 VHS set of a recording of Cats, which I actually have that same one now, too. and then also Phantom of the Opera. And then we didn't have television, a lot of TV growing up, but at one point in time we had Rabbit Ears.
Yes.
And I got PBS. And there was, like, a call-a-thon where they did Andrew Lloyd Webber numbers. And so, you know, that's where I first fell in love with musicals. Because I was like, oh, what is this? And then from there, it just took over.
Phantom of the Opera song goes so hard. I've never actually seen the musical, but I just love the theme song.
I've seen a performance. It's, yeah.
I've seen the musical... on Broadway in New York, actually.
Of course you have.
Me First and the Gimme Gimmes did a punk rock cover of that song, and it's so sweet.
I even have, like, a workout version to the Phantom of the Opera song. Like, it's like a high. The Phantom of the Opera is here. But jumping right into my list, my first musical that I put down is not an actual musical, mm-hmm. but it's from an episode of Bob's Burgers when Gene puts on the play Work Hard or Die Trying Girl.
That's a musical.
Which is a combination of Die Hard and Working Girl.
Uh-huh.
And that literally gets watched in my house, sung in my house, played in my house weekly. Like, that song is played so much off of my phone that it comes on my shuffle pretty regularly because my shuffle only plays songs that I listen to for some reason. Really, really love that. I love the songs with it. I can play all the characters. I also love the fact that, like, Gene was doing a competing musical in the boiler room of Die Hard while Working Girl musical was going on at the school. And also just the fact that they're doing 80s movies and musicals and they're just so young. We're big Die Hard people in our house, especially around Christmas time. I know, Die Hard is a Christmas movie in my family's house.
Last year I didn't get to wear my shirt that said, I have a machine gun now, ho ho ho, because I didn't go to any Christmas parties. I need to wear that.
Yeah. So I had to put that on here. Definitely a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up on number four is Dr. Horrible's Sing-Along Blog.
Oh, that's good.
Which is a Joss Whedon, I believe, musical. I think so. Stars Neil Patrick Harris and Nathan Fillion and Felicia Day?
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Felicia Day. And Dr. Horrible is a supervillain that wants to join the Legion of Evil. And Captain Hammer is the hero who's kind of an oblivious douchebag.
Yes.
And you find yourself rooting for the supervillain the whole time. love that musical. Just the songs are so good. And it's funny because it's campy and it's funny. And have you guys seen it? Shane, you've
I've seen it, yeah.
Thomas, have you ever seen it before?
I don't think so.
Okay, we need to...
It's worth a watch.
Yeah, it's really worth at least one time, even if you don't like musicals. I mean, unless you're just one of those people who would rather pull teeth out than watch a musical.
No.
And I don't think it's that long.
It's like an hour.
Is it an hour?
It really is an hour.
It didn't feel like an hour when I watched it.
I also have a couple prequel comics to Dr. Horrible Sing-Along, if you guys ever want to borrow them and read them, if you watch it. Yeah, so I had to put that on there. I like to pretend that I am Dr. Horrible.
I love it.
I like to cast musicals when I'm watching them. Like, oh, that's my character right there, you know. And like, oh, no, that's my character. Anyhoozle. I already mentioned this one. Not going to be a surprise that it's on my list. Phantom of the Opera. I actually got to perform Music of the Night my freshman year, and then my senior year of high school, I sang All I Ask of You with a duet with one of my friends, Ashley.
Aww.
And
but you performed Rhythm of the Night?
Music of the Night. And then senior year we performed All I Ask of You, and we did the damn thing, let me just say that. And we ended up doing like a little small dance number, and then I spun her and dipped her and kissed her.
Uh-huh.
Which we only decided to do like right before we went on stage, and I was like, I'm gonna dip you and kiss you, because I was openly gay, and actually she was the girl that I last dated before coming out, but we were able to stay friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to dip you and kiss you. And she's like, okay. And the audience went wild. I mean, they literally started screaming and all that stuff. And then the person who was the host came back on stage and was like, okay, show of hands, who wants to take Reggie home tonight? And I was backstage, so I wasn't there for that. And people were like, oh, yeah. Well, apparently the woman in front of my mom was like, oh, hell yeah, give me some of that. My mom got furious. She's like, this is my 18-year-old son you're sexualizing. So that's my fun memory with doing that. I also had the opportunity my senior year of high school to go to New York and actually got to see it on Broadway, which was, you know, a big deal for me. Also, the movie came out when I was in high school, so I got, you know, Gerald Butler. And is it Emma Rossum who was Christine? I can't remember what her name is. The chick from Shameless. And 2 days before the day after tomorrow. You know what I'm talking about with the cold front and Jake Gyllenhaal? What's that movie called? The Day After Tomorrow.
Day After Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, Day After Tomorrow.
The girl.
And yeah, it was Emmy Rossum.
Okay, there you go.
Emmy.
Emmy.
I love that name.
And she was Christine Daae. I'm sure a lot of people have seen and know Phantom of the Opera.
Mm-hmm.
Next on my list is from a specific episode from a specific show. The musical episode is called Once More with Feeling, and it's from Buffy, the Vampire Slayer.
I knew it.
Xander, one of the Scooby Gang, thinks that everybody's been really sad and bummed, so summons a musical demon. And literally, their entire world becomes a musical where they have to sing what's going on, and they know that they're in a musical, but they can't stop themselves from singing. But of course, anytime you summon a demon, there's going to be consequences. And some people were singing and dancing to the point where it was making them to self-combust. So, of course, Buffy had to step in and save the day.
Oh, Lord.
I have used many a songs from the Buffy musical as audition pieces before. Let Me Rest in Peace, the song that Spike sang, I definitely have used as audition several times. Uh-huh. And I've always wanted to do a duet of I'll Never Tell, which is the Anya and Xander. I'm talking to you guys like you know, have seen this. Have you seen it?
I've heard it. Stuff from this episode.
Okay, well, we would need to, it's 45 minutes long. Y'all need to come over and watch it with me.
I would watch it.
We'll do it as a late birthday thing for me. How about that?
Halloween movie marathon.
Halloween movie marathon.
I'm so excited for Halloween.
And the very last one, which would have been funny if I could have had a Halloween musical on here, but my very, very favorite thing that's a musical is the very last episode of the fourth season of Futurama. The Devil's Hands Are Idle Playthings, which is where Fry writes an opera for...
Mm-hmm.
He trades his hands with the devil so he can play the holophoner.
Yes.
And then writes an opera for Leela about, you know, and then, of course, he made out better in the deal than the devil did. So the devil's trying to, you know, get it back. But I just... I love that musical so much because it's so sweet because Fry and Leela and
at the end when he has his hands back and he tries to and he plays something but it's like a little child's drawing.
I love it because that's what Fry's mentality is. He's just a little child.
God, Fry and Leela, ugh.
And Fry and Leela is also super special to me because when Fry eventually does propose to Leela, we were watching that episode when Corey gave me my ring. And so that's Fry and Leela's relationship. I always is close to mine and Corey's relationship. So that's my list. There were a lot more that I wanted to put on here. Honorable mentions quickly: Rent, Suicide Squad, The Guy Who Doesn't Like Musicals, though I've never actually seen it. One that one, my kid loves it, and I've listened to a bunch of the. I've listened to the whole soundtrack, and I've seen a bunch of the YouTube clips. There was NBC did a 2-season special called Gallivant. That was a complete musical. Also love that. Do not know why it did not do better than it did because it was.
No, it wasn't ABC. It was ABC.
Was it ABC?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, still don't understand why we didn't get a third season and why it got it wasn't as popular as I thought it should have been. It could have just been the fact that it was a musical on television. But fantastic, really, really good. I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix. And then, of course, the hot musical right now. Besides Mean Girls, which I didn't put because I'm I actually only like one song from the Mean Girls musical.
Is it the Plastics one?
It's the sexy one.
Karen's
sexy. But I haven't fully listened to all of Mean Girls, so I can't judge it. But I can say Beetlejuice. I've listened to the whole soundtrack of Beetlejuice and I've watched the clips of the performances done, but I've never actually seen the entire musical in whole. I also have never seen Wicked.
I
have tried reading Wicked a couple different times and couldn't read it, and I've also tried listening to it on audio, and I still never was able to finish it. It's the book was super boring. cool concept. More power to anybody who could read it, but it was so boring to me. I'm sure the musical is a lot better because I've listened to it, and it's great, but I've just never had an opportunity to see it, and they, for some reason, haven't done... They don't really do, like, stage recordings of... stuff anymore like they used to, because like I remember watching Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat stage performance and Cats and Phantom of the Opera like recorded and watched on PBS. They don't do that kind of stuff really anymore, which is sad.
It is,
but anyway, musicals.
musicals
and I'm Reggie. All right, who wants to go next? I believe it's Mr. Shanathan.
Yes. So, my experience with musicals, like, I've listened to them. I've been in a few, you know, as we talked about Spelling Bee earlier, that was my biggest role on a musical ever.
Oh, Spelling Bee. That should have been on my honorable mentions list as favorites.
Yes.
Should be on all of our favorites.
Yes, well, we all know that it is. But before that, like I said, I had done one solo in a musical review type thing when I took a musical theater class. And that was the first time I've ever sung by myself in front of everyone. I sang Teacher's Pet. And when I got on stage, the microphone I was wearing dismantled itself right before I started singing. So I was like, great, no. I'm going to have to not only project in this really loud and old theater, I am going to also have to remember to sing. But I did it and went over very well.
Didn't your mic also fall during SETC?
Yes. It just kind of failed. It didn't fall. Like, it wouldn't work.
What?
Mm-hmm.
There's some kind of curse on you.
I am like Magneto when it comes to electronics sometimes, particularly when I really need them.
What if he is Magneto?
I can short circuit something just by looking at it the wrong way.
Hey, don't look at my computer. It's the only one I have.
But I love musicals. I do feel my list is a bit basic.
There's nothing wrong with a basic list.
Because they're all like really mainstream, well-known ones. And really contemporary, but that's what I like. And I'm not ashamed of that. So at the top of my list was one of the first ones that I really got into in college. So whenever I hear it, I think about all my college memories. It's Rent, of course.
Rent. Who are you in Rent?
Oh, goodness. I mean, I want to say Roger, but probably Mark.
I'm Roger.
So you're Roger. Yes, so there you go. Perfect. Roger. Roger's my favorite. Roger and Mimi are my favorites.
Actually, I'm Mimi. If I could be in Rent and I could be any character at all, I would want to be Angel. I feel like Angel is the funnest person to be, or Maureen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
I think Maureen would also be.
She is really fun. But the movie came out when I was in college too, so I guess Rent made that even more bigger for me.
Same. I was in high school, and I went to the theater and saw it.
How were you in high school? I thought we were like close to the same age.
I graduated high school in 06, and I want to say Rent came out in like 05.
Yeah. So yeah, that's exactly, yeah.
So we're just a couple years apart. Mm-hmm. I think grade-wise, we're further apart.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's weird. My birthday is a January baby, so it's weird when they start kids in kindergarten. But it is. But moving right along my list, the next one was really huge when I was in college, and I got to watch it via the MTV showing of it.
Mm-hmm.
Legally Blonde, the musical. I love that musical so, so much.
I have never actually seen...
You haven't?
I didn't actually know it was a musical until very recently when I was looking up musicals, so I feel really out of the loop.
That is one where I like all the songs, because like you with Mean Girls, I've listened to all of Mean Girls, and it's in my opinion that there are a lot of good songs, but there are some that are just my favorite, but when I listen to it, I go to those, and that's it. Legally Blonde, I listen to from start to finish.
Oh, that's a good one then.
Yep, it's so fun, and I love it.
Oh, you know what? I'm a bad person. I just remembered one from my list.
Which
Rocky
one?
Horror.
Rocky Horror.
Rocky Horror should have been on my list, absolutely. See, I mean, this literally could go forever.
It could, yes, yes.
This might be like book series.
Mm-hmm. We could do another one. Favorite musicals continued, or I don't know, musicals.
Musicals.
maybe right along my musical list. The next one, also really obvious and recent, Hamilton. Loved it. Watched all 3 hours some on Disney, and for some odd reason, I was watching it, you know, on Disney Plus. Did not take a bathroom break. Didn't pause it. Watched it in one sitting. Immediately had to run to the bathroom afterwards and pee.
I'm like the one person in the world who has not been able to get into Hamilton.
Really?
I have not been. And which is crazy because I love rap music.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that Hamilton is, isn't it? It's just like rapping, basically.
It has not interested me
it's
at
just,
all.
I just, any kind of, it's history, and that's what it is. It's the time period. I couldn't be less interested.
See, and I like that time in America. Well.
Corey and Ethan love it.
We get it.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys know what I mean.
You like history.
Yes, yes, yeah.
I like history too, but I just have had no interest in rapping Founding Fathers.
But I mean, but it sounds so cool. And
it
like,
is.
I've seen the story of Hamilton on the, because Lin-Manuel Miranda did a Drunk History episode where he was the only person, and he did the Hamilton on Drunk History. So I know the story. Mm-hmm.
I liked it because I first initially liked all the Skylar Sisters songs. And then as I listen to the whole thing, I'm like, okay, I do like this overall. I bought the 2 CD set that I can listen to in the car. And that was before I got a car that could stream, so don't judge me, people. and my old one didn't have Bluetooth. And yeah, so I like Hamilton. I like it for what it is. I think it's great. And it's really fun. It actually makes history fun because I knew less about Hamilton. And I know things were, you know, I don't want to say taken advantage of, but, you know, things were, what's the word? Exaggerated.
Oh, yeah.
But that's also
it's
just
like when life. A horror movie says it's based on a true story.
Yes. Well, and history in general is probably exaggerated more than we'll ever know.
History is only told by the victors.
Exactly.
I don't know. We let the losers tell the history in the Civil War.
Ugh. Anyway, next on my list is one, you know, like Reggie, I actually haven't seen. I've seen tons of clips and everything, but it's Wicked. Love it. There's another one I got introduced to in college, and we listened to 24/7, so.
But the music, but you said you haven't actually seen it.
Correct.
But the clips and stuff definitely is a lot more interesting than how the book makes it come
across. Yes, I have the book. I have never, like, read it. Like, I got it at a yard sale for, like, 10 cents. I'm like, one day I'll read this. But I just haven't been in the mood
to read
it. I
have all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
The Wicked, Son of a Witch, and Mice Among Men or something like that. It's about
of
the Cowardly...
Mice and Men?
No, not of Mice and Men. That's an actual...
But yeah, it's about the Cowardly Lion.
The third one's the Cowardly Lion. Read them and tell me how they go, Shane.
Maybe. We'll see. I don't know. I'm so much interested in other things right now. And I should have thought to put some of my favorite musical episodes on this list because I didn't. Because I also love... Passions did a... spoof / tribute to Wicked, where because Passions had Tabitha the witch, and when Tabitha has a daughter named Andora, she takes Andora to the school of witches that she went to, and she gets there, and it's ran by her nemesis, whose name is very similar to Glinda, but not, and they reminisce Tabitha's early days there, and Tabitha used to be green until the Glinda character helped her, and instead of popular, they sang Perfectly Frightful, and instead of, oh goodness, Defying Gravity, what was the passion ones for that? It was something along the same lines. Hmm. I can't remember, but I'll have to get back on that last song.
Kristen Chenoweth as Glinda and Adina Mendezi. Adele Mendezo, whatever. Yeah. You know what
Adina
I'm talking
Mendel?
Yeah.
Whatever John Travolta called her.
Adina Mendel. I think that's what her actual name is, right?
Adina Menzel.
Mendel. Menzel?
Oh my God, y'all. Let's just look it up.
We're going to keep butchering it. That's the only Wicked I want to see. You know what I mean? I want to see them do it. I wish there was some kind of recording of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, interestingly enough, in the Passions one... Kristen Chenoweth's understudy was essentially her character on Passions.
Oh, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. I love that.
And so that was really good. Let's see. They did Perfectly Frightful. And where's the other one? I was looking
at Adina Menzel.
Adina Menzel. Yes, I was right.
Adele Mendez.
We're really bad with names on this podcast. I'm
hey,
sorry.
We're not the Get the Names Right podcast, okay?
We're not John Travolta either.
We're also not.
Just
that we at least try and Google our mistakes.
Wasn't it John Travolta who also, when Taylor Swift won her award, she brought some drag queens on stage, and there's a drag queen named J. Jolie. He kept trying to give J. Jolie the award because she looks exactly like Taylor Swift when she's in drag. And she's like, I'm not Taylor. And he's like, no, you are. And she's like, I'm not Taylor Swift.
I'm not surprised.
It's hilarious. So at least we're not doing stuff like that.
Yes. I think the second one on Passions, I think, was something about flying or something. I'll get the name. But that Wicked is great. And now number one on my list is not going to be a surprise. And it's one I also haven't seen, but I've listened to a million times. I've seen every clip I can. I've watched it on every Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
You've never seen Scooby-Doo the musical?
No. Scooby-Doo and the Music of the Vampire. That's actually the direct-to-DVD release one that they did. That's a musical where Fred and Daphne finally admit their feelings at the end.
Aww. Do they sing about it, though?
They do.
That's why. Because it's a lot easier to sing about your feelings. Than
exactly.
Just like, hey, yo, I like you. What's up?
So, and I actually haven't seen all of that movie because it's so hard to find now. Well, probably not that hard to find, but I just don't own it on DVD, so I haven't seen it all yet. But I know
I just imagine Shane dressed as Indiana Jones, like going into a vault to find an old movie.
All right, what's your actual number one favorite musical, Shane?
You kind of already talked about it. It is Beetlejuice the Musical.
Oh.
Beetlejuice is my absolutely favorite movie ever that I could watch over and over and over again. And I love, you know, the middle of the movie, they have the Deo performance, and that's my favorite part. You know, and I love Jumping the Line at the end. I just, Harry Belafonte is one of my favorite music composers of all time, and I love him.
I have his Best Of, and it's really
do you? Yes. I think I used to have it too, but then it got lost when people would get in my car and just like throw things out that they thought was in the way.
Beetlejuice is so inconsistent on what it's streaming on.
It is
on Peacock right now.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's a NBC owned by NBC.
See, this is why I like DVDs, everyone.
I have a DVD. I also have a digital copy of it on my computer, saved on my hard drive.
But the musical, it's so good. Like, when I first listened to it, you know, they took some liberties. As we said, things get exaggerated, liberties get taken. But in the end, I really liked it.
Nice.
You could use a buddy.
Yes.
I want to do Beetlejuice.
Me too. Adam has
so
become one
bad.
Of my dream roles, because out of all the roles in the show, I think Adam would be the one that I could actually do. And he and Barbara have the sing talky really fast song, and I talk really fast in general anyway. So it would just be perfect.
I'm already casting it with all of our friends.
Yes.
And guess who's Beetlejuice?
I don't know, Reggie. Is it Tom?
Yes. He's my understudy. It's me.
Yes.
No.
I think you're the only one of our group that could do it, honestly.
Well, that's sweet of you.
I mean, no offense to anyone else, but that's what I think. It's my opinion.
I think Reggie would make a really good Beetlejuice.
It's the voice. I don't know
yes.
if I could do the voice. It's very,
I think you
very like graggly and like, ugh.
But you could do like, you could do something similar and make it your own and it still sound like Beetlejuice.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Do you ever watch the cartoon show?
Yes, and I have it on DVD.
Oh,
the complete series.
I have the complete series on my hard drive, not DVD.
I know. I'm kind of sad Claire Brewster wasn't more of a thing on that show. I liked her. And she's not in the musical either.
Oh.
But I think, I mean, the Girl Scout song is kind of like an ode to the cartoon anyway, because that's when they were Girl Scouts. So.
Yeah. That's cute.
But yeah, Beetlejuice is where it's at. I only wrote one for honorable mention because it's still one I like to go back to, and I don't know if it's considered dated now, but Xanadont.
Not Xanadu.
Correct. Xanadont, which is about a world, and it's about a group of high schoolers. And in this world, homosexuality is the norm instead of heterosexuality. And in the song, like within the course of the musical, Xana kind of, he's a matchmaker, and he uses his magic to make everyone, he pair them off. And there's this one girl who never has a girl or never has a boyfriend or a girlfriend, excuse me. And then a new guy and they fall in love, but they sing a song called Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So they can kind of secretly be together because they don't want everyone to know their feelings for each other. So it's like a reverse world, how things were in very early 2000s, which is why I say, I don't know if it's dated or
I've
not at this
find
point.
Xanadu, spell it.
X-A-N-N and then don't.
Are you sure this isn't like a saucy sci-fi friend fiction?
No, it's an actual musical.
That Shane wrote.
No, I didn't. I wish I could take credit for writing it. It's good. I have the CD. I can let you at least, I don't know, is ripping music still a thing? That we don't do.
No, I also don't have a CD drive.
Right. Oh, that's right. CD drives are no longer a thing.
Yeah, CD drives aren't a thing on my computer.
Stream it somehow. There's
I've
a musical
got
streaming.
Apple
Music. Yeah,
I'm sure
it's
on there.
Sweet. But yeah, Xanadont is one of my favorites. I love it. I would love to be in that musical. I want to be Michael Singer, but I don't think I have his pitch. But it's good. It's definitely interesting. You should look into it.
Very nice.
Xanadont.
Mm-hmm. But, and, you know, spoiler, like, the part through the musical, so the guy and girl could be together, Xana decides to change the world to what it is now, and that has some repercussions as well.
Hmm. Well.
Oh, but, I found it. Boom.
Yay.
Added it. Cool.
But that's my list.
I liked it. Yay! All right, Thomas.
Well, I will bring it in, I guess, and I've had some pop up in my head while we've been doing this one as usual. But starting with my number five, the original Robin Hood from Disney, the animals, that was like one of the theme songs of my childhood. Another theme song of my childhood was Cats, because that was like the first musical I ever... How do y'all feel about Cats? Jellicle. Does it creep you out? What is a Jellicle?
They explain it in the song, Tom.
Everyone I've talked to in theater does not know what a Jellicle is.
A Jellicle. Noun.
One of my favorite podcasts, How Did This Get Made, reviewed the most recent movie. Have y'all seen that? The CGI Cats?
I haven't seen it, but I know there's a certain version that everyone's saying like they won't release.
With butts. But also, I heard it's just nonsense. But that was like one of the first, I meant to talk about that before I started my list. That was like one of the first musicals I ever remember listening to. And I liked it a lot when I was little. So, and my mom would put it on in the car. But now I just associate it with being car sick. So like anytime I hear about like going to see Cats, I'm like, I don't know.
So you don't want to go see that new movie with the Taylor Swift cat?
I heard Halloween time. And Idris Elba and Judi Dench, but I just heard it's just absolutely
I think is in it too.
Nonsense.
I want to watch it. I'm just very scared. I think Jennifer Hudson's in it too.
Check out the how. Mm-hmm. Apparently, she is the best part.
I bet she is.
Check out the How Did This Get Made though on the Cats movie. It is great.
Jellicle is a cat, specifically a scruffy type of cat that was introduced in T.S. Eliot's Old Possum's Book of Particular Cats. It's originally depicted as commonly nocturnal black and white cats, which means they sleep all day and move at night. But I don't think the black and white cats is necessarily specific to musical.
Like I said, what is a Jellicle? Moving on. Let's see. Number four. Oh, yeah. Robin Hood, number five. I love mm-hmm. that rooster whistling the song, the being the... That, I loved that Robin Hood, and I haven't gotten to watch it in a while, but that was like one of my first musicals I remember watching.
It's on Disney Plus. That's one of our bed movies.
Let's see, number four, Lion King. Both the movie, but also I got to see the off-Broadway at the Blumenthal in Charlotte, and it was beautiful. Obviously, like, huge budget. Mm-hmm. The only way you can do Lion King.
Yeah.
But seeing people doing that stuff and the different, the puppetry they did was just absolutely amazing. And, you know, obviously, every child around my age remembers having their heart ripped out by Mufasa dying. Mm-hmm. So, had to include
Still
it.
Still do as an adult.
Yep.
When I went to see the live action movie, I was like, I'll be fine. I won't cry during that scene yet. No. Yep. Oh, no. Probably bawling like all the other kids.
Number three, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, which also became Spamalot one day. I'm not doing theater musicals. I'm doing like anything with musical numbers in it. But there were definitely some musicals in that one.
He's going to tell. He's going to tell. He's going.
Have y'all seen Spamalot?
I've not seen Spamalot, but I've heard a couple of the songs. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I forgot it was a thing. We wanted to see Spamalot when we went to New York and saw Phantom, but it was like a 5-year waiting list to get tickets.
Wow.
So. My parents saw the off-Broadway one and brought me a shirt back that said, I'm not dead yet.
I'm not dead yet. feel happy.
Had to include that. Let's see. Number two, The Corpse Bride. That one came out when I was, I believe, a freshman in high school and, like, just getting to, like, start doing things on my own, like going to see movies and stuff a lot more with, like, different new friends in high school. And that was, like, fall of high school. So I was finally getting in with, like, my friends' groups. All the awkwardness had gone away. And we saw that movie, like, four times in the theaters. And it's a banger.
I love The Corpse Bride. That's one of the movies that's on the rotation for October.
Mm-hmm.
I have it on DVD still and just have always loved it. Haven't really seen... I've seen Nightmare Before Christmas like once.
Tom?
Once? Really?
Yeah.
Get off the podcast.
Oh my God. I saw Nightmare Before Christmas and Addams Family Values in a double feature in the theater.
Nice.
I remember we went to theater to see Nightmare Before Christmas. I was really into it. So.
Oh, super into it. I have a pin on my bag that says gay and spooky, and I contribute a lot of that to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, to the Nightmare Before Christmas, because that's when I first fell in love with spooky stuff.
Uh-huh.
And number one on my list is Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers.
I can't believe I didn't think of it right away. But, you know, I'd say, like, my love of theater goes back to my mom writing skits for church. And mm-hmm. she did a Blues Brothers skit a couple of times. I guess our priest was a Blues Brothers fan. But then I finally, like, when I finally saw it, just all of it is so much of, like, my humor, like in the car chases, they're just over the top, and like one part they drive off an overpass and they're above the Sears Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And just different things like the nun flying, just all that stuff, all of those shticks in that movie just are like the basis of my sense of humor.
I haven't watched that movie in a long time. Well, I would say a long time, probably like, I don't know, 10 years or so.
And Carrie Fisher is amazing in it. Just love everything about that, the Blues Brothers movie, and glad I did not forget to mention it, because that definitely is musicals to me, and I still hate Illinois Nazis.
Was there ever a Simpsons musical?
I mean, there were a bunch of musical numbers in The Simpsons, and there was actually one of my honorable mentions is there's a clip show episode of all their musical numbers.
Oh, okay.
Which is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Clip shows are kind of cheap, but all the musical, I think they did it every now and then. They would just review all of their musical numbers. The show Big Mouth is on my honorable mention. Lots of musical numbers in that one. Really good ones.
Better than Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers is definitely an honorable mention as well. I love all of the musicals in there.
Do you guys have their soundtracks? You know, they've released two soundtracks with all of the songs pretty
much. I've listened to some. The You're the Best Around. That one's one of my favorites.
Do you ever feel like we're meant to be together?
Not this again!
Let's see, Aladdin.
Aladdin?
Aladdin, yeah. I got roped into being Aladdin in a Beanstalk play. Or not being Aladdin, but being in Aladdin. An old man. I was in the chorus. Coco.
I have not seen Coco yet.
I haven't either.
Oh, it's so good.
I know. I've been really bad about watching all of the new ones. I haven't seen Coco, Luca, Raya and the Last Dragon, Cruella. So I still haven't even watched Cruella yet.
So sad. Willy Wonka, and then last but not least, Tarzan, because Phil Collins just went so hard for that.
Going back to high school, I sang You'll Be in My Heart as my senior fellow.
Aww.
For my mom, and didn't get to finish it because I... Sorry, because everybody was crying. My mom was crying, and then I started crying, and then I couldn't finish the song. I was like, "You'll be in my heart."
Oh my god, TV shows, there are so many songs I like. I like all the songs from Home Movies. I love all the Bob's Burgers ones, of course.
Home Movies, like the Brendan Small.
Yeah. Oh, they did like a song almost every episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
I do have the soundtrack.
I didn't know
that,
you liked Home Movies.
I love it.
That's like one of my favorite show ever.
I still like the one I sing the most is when they did like Bye Bye Greasy. And it's Melissa's song. She, the whole show, she's been like allergic to something with her EpiPen. And she's talking because she's an awful singer. She's like, I think I'll have some pie. Oh my god, I'm dying.
Walter and Perry.
Walter and Perry are the best.
Okay, well.
Oh, the musical numbers from Phineas and Ferb.
Mm-hmm. Legends of Tomorrow has quite a few now.
Really?
Yes.
I could not wrap my head around like what episodes of shows I watched that were musicals. I know a lot of times I was bummed out though when it would be like a new episode of a show and be like, oh, it's gonna be a musical.
Didn't Supernatural do a musical?
They did. I feel like they did. And they did a Scooby-Doo one too.
I did do a Scooby-Doo one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's all the other one. I mean, we could literally just sit here and think of
like
all
I said,
of them.
Passions did a few as well.
We'll release 2 hours of bonus material of us just sitting here saying, oh yeah, there was that one episode.
Oh yeah. And then
wait, we could do an episode on musical episodes we didn't like once upon a time.
Well, this was a good week, guys.
It was.
I love musicals.
Mm-hmm. Any shout outs?
Clearly we do too.
I always want to mention my buddy Jimmy, Willow Mountain Woodwork. He recently had an accident and has a GoFundMe up if anybody out there can help. him and his family would definitely appreciate it. Everything's kind of up in the air right now if he's going to actually be able to get back into the shop and start making stuff, although I'm going to go help him this week a little bit.
It seems like he's doing some cutting boards?
He's doing some cutting boards, so, you know, there's hope. But
pre-orders?
Yeah, I think so. So, Jimmy, Willow Mountain Woodwork, and you can find him on Facebook, Instagram. And then, of course, Jordy, Jordy Marie Games, whenever she's able to, you know, get on and do. Now that she's with child and she's having some sicknesses associated to parasites growing in your tummy. I'm just kidding. I have a kid being gestated. So definitely always want to mention our good friend. What else, guys? Gabriel?
Yes. Movies with Gabriel. Check out his reviews. I'm sure he's busy with school and doing other awesome stuff, but, you know, always good. Short reviews of movies. He's very good at writing.
Yes, and I'll shout out Mason Blevins, author of 34 Degrees, also now on Twitch. His screen name is, it's essentially character with an underscore between the second C and T.
Tar.
Yes.
Nice. Well, guys, till next week.
Social meds.
Yes.
Oh, I guess we need
Let's tell people where to find. Let's plug ourselves.
Fine. All right. I'm going to go plug myself.
And while he's doing that, you guys can find us on social media at Total Nerd List. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Ko-fi. If you guys want to throw a couple bucks our way, help us improve the podcast. If you want to email us, you can email us at totalnerdlist@gmail.com.
We also have a YouTube page.
Yes.
You can watch our two videos that we have
two
on there.
Two videos. Hopefully.
Hopefully more coming.
Hopefully more coming. Some exciting stuff. Y'all, I'm hoping that the numbers go down before Halloween and we can just have Halloween month.
Halloween starts September 19th at my house.
September 19th. And then we shall have, I'm wearing a costume for 30 days straight.
Do
the
it.
Same one?
No. Okay.
Let's dress up at work.
Yeah. And I don't want to be around people and crowds, but I also want to go to every haunted house in the world right now. Maybe I should just go to a real haunted house. There won't be crowds there. Exactly. Okay, that was enough of my being excited about Halloween rant.
All right, until next time.
All right, bye.
Bye.